We're talking this hour about making and hearing music. One place that new music is finding audiences is in galleries and museums. One piece in particular has won the hearts of people across the world. It's called 40-Part Motet and was created by sound artist Janet Cardiff.
Quite often when you're walking into the pieces of motet, you start hearing the singers before you even enter the space. And so you're wondering, what is there? There's a choir in this room? When you walk into the room, there's stands with 40 speakers set up in an oval around the space. Each one is a separate singer. So you really get a sense that that speaker somehow has the spirit or the ghost of this particular singer, an absent person. And it's quite fascinating to watch people because they sort of walk in quickly and all of a sudden they go into slow motion and their faces have this sense of, oh my goodness, what is this? And then they slowly walk into the center of the oval and they stand there. You can follow the music as it goes from one choir to another and to another. You can hear it moving around in a sculptural way. I just love the feeling of sound coming from one side, then another, and crosses over you to another. And so all those sound waves hitting your body, it's quite an effect. You see people and they do burst out crying. Or they just sit there, and they sit there maybe for two versions through. And I remember watching a three-year-old conduct them, the whole choir, which was wonderful too. And people lie on the floor. There might be 20 people in this space, but they're all staring into somewhere, whether it's an interior space in their minds. I think wonderment in our work is something that we really concentrate because we love to experience it. And we make work so that we can feel it. Many of our pieces have this sense, whether it's through trickery of technology or playfulness, it gives you a sense of, wow, how did they do that? Or all of a sudden you realize that you're in one space in your mind and in physical reality, you're all in different spaces and your mind kind of goes through this point where it can't concentrate. And so it goes into a state of wonderment, I think. And that is very important to me because I'm almost political in my views that the art that I want to create should be transcendent.
If you want to hear Janet Cardiff's 40-part motet in person, you can catch it this fall in Atlanta at the High Museum of Art. And if you want to hear our extended interview with Janet Cardiff about music, sound, and wonder, you can catch that on our website at ttbook.org.